Take a walk on your local shoreline and you might be lucky enough to spot a blue heron fishing for its next meal, or sand crabs disappearing back into the sand after being exposed by a crashing wave. But while these creatures might be the ones to catch your attention, many of our watershed's most overlooked inhabitants are playing an equally critical role in maintaining this complex ecosystem. The National Aquarium's Visitor Programs Manager, Megan Anderson, is here with me today to share how you can find some of the seashore's hidden treasures. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Say you're at the shore with your family. Are there any areas that are both interesting to see and easy for people to access?
In fact, there are. One of my favorite places to explore is what's known as the rack line. And it almost looks like a line of trash that's parallel to the water's edge, but this is actually a microhabitat and clues to what you can find in the water just offshore. This rack line is incredible and filled with all sorts of tiny little animals as well as seaweeds, which are like plants of the ocean.
Well, what are some of the common misperceptions about a healthy shoreline?
When you see those seaweeds in that rack line, it might look dirty. In fact, it might be very smelly. But a healthy ocean can also be a smelly ocean. Some of those seaweeds are pretty incredible to get a nice close look at. And these seaweeds are a home for small critters. They might be food for some animals that forage along the rack line. And they're a pretty great item for families to explore as they're visiting the beaches.
Can you share any stories with us about common sightings at the shore and what they can tell you about our natural world?
Well, when you look at that rack line, you also might find small shells, maybe half shells, but also complete shells. And those shells have a story that goes with them. These shells were part of a snail's home at one point, and now when you see them on the beach, their story is still just beginning. They can go on to become a future home for a hermit crab. The complete shells are what they really favor. Or they can become homes for small snails to stick onto, or they can even be crushed down and become the sand that you're walking on.
Are there any animals that are common on the shore today that weren't so common 50 years ago?
Yes, ospreys. So ospreys are this incredible bird of prey that you find near the water. They like to eat fish. Ospreys look like a really big bird, but they have a big white stomach. So you can see them soaring over the water looking for a bite to eat. Take a close look. Keep observing those ospreys. You might be fortunate enough to see one dive down towards the water and grab a fish with its talons.
So they're the ones that actually enter the water feet first, unlike a lot of diving birds that go in head first, right?
Yes, and it's incredible. When they're flying away with that fish, they face the fish forward, which makes it more aerodynamic as they're flying back to their nest or wherever they might be bringing that fish.
What kind of threats have they faced in the past?
Well, the reason why they've been recovering is because in the past, DDT, which was a common pesticide, and that pesticide was causing the eggshells to thin and break easily. And the populations have been recovering ever since the ban of DDT, which was a common pesticide used back in the 1950s and 60s.
Yeah, terrible stuff. What's being done to protect the shoreline itself and its inhabitants nowadays?
Nowadays, many communities are preserving their coastal areas through living shoreline projects. These projects involve placing plants, stones, sand, and other materials to help combat erosion and habitat destruction. In fact, the National Aquarium has worked with many partners in doing this at Masonville Cove, which is a neglected section of shoreline along the middle branch of the Patapsco River in Baltimore City. Local students and volunteers team up to help plant native wetland grasses on the shoreline, and they help restore the natural habitat.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks so much. It was great speaking with you today, Megan. To learn more about the Masonville Cove project, or about shoreline restoration in general and how it can improve our natural world, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.